one of the main characteristics you need to attain self-fulfillment. So today I'm going to talk about 7 reasons why self-love is very important. So for number 1, it's when you love who you are, you accept who you are. I know myself how perfectly I am at accepting my negative sides and my positive sides, and it's sometimes hard, but accepting them doesn't mean you have to be satisfied with all your traits. Like, loving yourself doesn't mean you should stop improving yourself. It helps you realize that you are the only one with your unique traits, qualities, or even potentials, and it gives you like a really great sense of confidence. When you accept who you are, you don't need to like compare yourself to others or be someone that you're not. And this feeling, honestly, confidence, it's the most powerful feeling ever. So my number 2 is actually about confidence. It gives you confidence and approval. We all love confident and charismatic people. We look up to them because it's just a bold personality. They're outstanding. They're there because deep down inside, our subconscious desires to be like that. Compassion also is very important, because when people need to talk to someone, they usually address to like a strong, confident person, and they just feel more comfortable because they want the opinion from that person, because overall they want a personality as strong as that person's, because they can see the self-love. Self-love does not hide itself. So if you know a person, you're like, oh yeah, they definitely love themselves, and not like in a sarcastic, cocky way, and you feel like you don't feel like that, then that's how you know you have to work on self-love. Three is you'll avoid selfish approach. So self-reproach is like sorrow and a sense of shame. And it's like basically the worst thing a person can experience. When you love yourself, you become less anxious and less depressed. And you're also inclined to less stress and less self-torture. By that meaning always putting yourself down, always doubting yourself. You're not really inclined to that, just because self-love means believing in yourself. So you're always trying to put yourself up, even in a bad situation. I have a friend, and she was like not happy with her weight, even though she's so beautiful. She has this gorgeous long hair, pretty like big eyes, and she has like such a great personality. But she was like forcing herself to go to doctors and like try on diets. And trying to force like these diets that weren't gonna do good for her overall. And that just shows the lack of love she had for herself. And I really hated seeing that, because she was just degrading herself as a person for this one quality that she didn't like, but she has several other amazing ones that she wasn't focusing on. But after, like, you know, we've had a talk and everything, and I also think it's so important that if you see your friend, like, having, like, struggles or, like, just having trouble with self-confidence or self-love, it's always helpful to give them a hand and always talk to them and tell like your friend what you admire about them. Make them feel really good about themselves, because if they're lacking that means they're like lacking support or like self-acknowledgement, and it's just good to, like, always be there for your friends and make them feel better about themselves. So number four is, when you love yourself, you look better. So it's actually really simple. When you concentrate on your strong points instead of, like, bothering yourself about your weaknesses or your imperfections, you might say, it's such a carefree life. It's so carefree, and you're just so much happier. It's just a light life. Like, there's no weight on your shoulders about, do I look good? Do I look good in this? Do I feel comfortable? Like, yes, everybody has imperfections, but most people, when you self-love, like, have a high sense of self-love, you don't care about them. Like, for example, short people. Some people are short and it'll never change. And, like, some of them hate high heels because they don't get much taller, or some of them love it because they get taller. But, like, it doesn't matter because you're always going to be short. So, of course, you can do stuff to improve, like, an imperfection you feel like it is, but at the end of the day, you're still going to be what that is. And people who self-love know that once they take off their high heels, they're going to be short, and they're not going to pity themselves because of it. They're going to be fine with it because they know, if anything, they can just put on a high heel or just live with how short they are. Like, it doesn't really matter. Same thing with, like, tall people. Tall people can't really do much to become shorter. You can't get taller, you can't get shorter. But when you have self-love, you just take it how it is. You know that, like, you can't really do anything about it, and you're just gonna rock it how it is. Number five is, if you love yourself, you are most likely to have a better family life. When you love yourself, you know what you deserve. In this sense, I actually like to follow my mom's examples. My parents, like, have a very warm and tender relationship, even though they've been married for over, like, 25 years, I'm pretty sure. I've, like, never noticed the slightest sign of contempt or lack of respect between them. I know how perfectly well my mom wouldn't, like, stand such treatment because she loves herself. And she would never let herself be ill-treated. So I feel like that's very important for a happy family. Knowing where you stand, knowing how you should be treated. That's also basically for relationships too. Friendships, girlfriends, boyfriends, like, anything, honestly. But I just took example of my family because my parents also have a set boundaries of how they're treated and everything because they have self-love as well as love for each other. So they would never do anything that would potentially, like, in a way harm their self-love or, like, make them feel degraded. Number six is, if you love yourself, you're most likely to have happier children. So children always try to copy their parents' behavior, manners, views, like, literally everything, because parents are role models. So the ability to love is one of the crucial things your child should adopt. But it would be impossible if the parent can't display the ability when, like, they can't, like, show them or, like, teach them self-love. When you love yourself, you set a healthy and vital example for your kids. And I've actually seen that researchers have provided that a child's success and happiness are largely determined by the experience they received in their childhood. So that's why you want to teach your kids how to love themselves and teach them self-respect, self-manners, and everything, because self-love, it, like, everything comes out of it, the way kids act, the way anyone acts or behaves in response to things, it's really based on self-love and how they carry themselves. And my last one, which is honestly a really, it's very, in a way, simple, but very big. I feel like it's very, like, true and important. It's when you love yourself, the world around you changes. When we fall in love, everything around us becomes more beautiful and appealing. I feel like falling in love with yourself is no exception. You should, like, you have to, because when you don't love yourself, no one else is going to love you. The way you put yourself out in the world is how they're going to treat you back. So if you put yourself out there as an unmotivated, just not, don't care type of person, that's how the world is going to treat you back. You're probably not going to get jobs because people are going to see you're just unmotivated and not in the right place. But when you put yourself out there as, like, confident and prideful, not in a cocky way though, you're going to see how the world around you changes and how reactions and behavior wise too, everyone changes around you, because you're most likely to become a role model to someone because of your bolder personality. And it enables you to look at things and people and even life from, like, another perspective, but, like, better. The most important thing is that all these changes are about your perception only. So you can choose whether you love yourself and this world or not. I mean, it's clearly better to love yourself, but there are people who just can't. And help is always available out there, but there's just people who just carry themselves in a way that they just can they feel like they can never. And once you do that, the world is going to give you back that same energy you portray. So that's why, like, seeking self-love and always trying to better yourself is so important, because people around you see that and they will give you back the same energy you put out. Overall, though, I feel like self-love can make you a better person. It improves your physical and psychological health, your emotional state, behavioral-wise, the way you carry yourself changes, the way you portray yourself. I feel like people should really give it a try and actually try to, like, see what they really love about themselves, because a lot of people say, oh, of course I love myself, but the question is, do you really, like, how much time do you actually spend on yourself? And I know that may seem a little cocky, but it's actually a really important question, because some people actually don't spend no time on themselves, and it could be, like, because you either don't love yourself or you actually don't have time, you're always trying to please other people. So I think it's so important to always put time into yourself and come into reality with yourself and show yourself love. So yeah, I think that wraps it up. Self-love is really important to self-fulfillment, and that's really it.